This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this podcast is Work Hard, Save for the Future, Be Responsible. Have you heard this before? Work hard, save for the future, and be responsible? I have. I heard it often. In fact, I still hear it. But the worst part is that I hear it from pastors and Bible teachers. And it is that I hear it from them in particular that caused me to question my own convictions in this area. Actually, just the other night I was sitting with my friend while he was sharing with me his and his wife's desire to start a family. I agreed with him that if the Lord was leading them in that direction, then they should go for it. As we were discussing this, he shared with me the beliefs he had fought with in the past, and even currently due to old ideas from his growing up years, from his parents, who taught him to, quote, be responsible, and to get a respectable job and to save money for the future. After he said this, I said, quote, well, there is some truth to that at times, maybe, unquote. And right after I said that, I reflected on what I had just said. Then looking at him, he said, quote, no, I don't think there is, unquote. Then I said, quote, you are absolutely right, unquote. I cannot believe I used common, realistic, society standard thinking in my response to him. I know I only said it because I've heard it so often and from the church itself, and maybe from Dave Ramsey? Not sure though. Never read his stuff, only heard pieces here and there. In other words, I was trying to sound intelligent and wise, yet in my heart, I knew better. According to Jesus' own words and the writings of the New Testament, the only thing worth saving is one's own soul and those of others. And the things we are to work hard for are those things which will continue into eternity, like love and truth. And the future we are living for is one which consists of imperishable eternal wealth. And the things which we are to be responsible for are summed up in our surrender to the will of God in loving obedience. So yes, we are to work hard, save for our future, and be responsible. In other words, we are to deny ourselves, pick up our crosses, and follow Jesus. And that looks like rejecting and being rejected by the world and its standards. And it looks like, depending on your call, living without, suffering, and even dying for Christ. It looks like being faithful or responsible with the talents Jesus has entrusted to us for his kingdom purposes. Anyway, I don't know how much you know about, I don't know how much I know about, quote, how to manage my money, unquote, but I do know I have treasure stored up in heaven which will not perish or fade away. Have you fallen into the wise counsel trap? This good-sounding, logical counsel from well-meaning pastors and other Christians about finances and your future? After close study of the Christian's call according to Scripture, I must disagree with this wisdom of the world disguised as wise, godly counsel. It is a lie and a trap, so watch out. I am aware I did not actually quote any scripture here. I did, however, explain scripture. Search Jesus' words and you will find what I have written is true. However, I never wrote, or am sharing in the podcast, be foolish or be unwilling to work. But the one who seeks first the kingdom of God will find the Lord provides. And the only secure place to remain is in his perfect will. And when we follow Jesus individually or as a family, the Lord will show off his glory in taking care of things. So, be encouraged to trust the Lord.